It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Dakota Mart and by May Adam Law Firm.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Thrifty, local, and convenient. Dakota Mart and Pier and Fort Pier are here to help with your holiday needs. This week's specials, USDA Choice Ribeye sold whole and bag, $15.99 a pound. Hand-cut to order prime rib, just $16.99 a pound. And 80% lean ground beef sold in a 10-pound tube, only $3.99 a pound. You can count on Dakota Mart for only the highest quality meats for your holiday celebrations. On your way home, stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Dakota Mart, your hometown neighborhood market.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pier, since 1881.
Are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood, when we get a chance to check in with what's going on in the capital area. And this morning we're doing our monthly local education spotlight, and today I get to be joined by a couple of great guests. One is Megan Schmitz. She is a instructor of nursing at Lake Area Technical College here in Pier, but it's an outreach program from the main campus over in Watertown. Megan, tell us a little bit more about the program and how it came to be here in the capital city.
Sure. So I'm with Lake Area Tech Nursing, and we started this program here in 2020 at the CCC. Started off with offering the LPN program, nursing program, on campus, and have transitioned into an online learning platform. So we offer the LPN online with access to doing clinicals and labs and simulation here in Pier, so you don't have to travel. And then we also incorporated in the last couple of years the LPN to RN here in Pier, so you can do that online. And then again, your clinicals and your labs. I also have Ari here. She was an LPN student who graduated last summer, and she's in the LPN RN as well here in Pier.
And Ari, tell me a little bit about how important a program like this is, where you can stay local but still earn a degree without having to travel all the way over to Watertown for a couple of years.
It's a really unique opportunity just to be able to stay here and work full time, especially if you have a family, especially being able to do it online and do other things as well. It's hard to travel, especially when you need to stay a full-time job and do other things. So being able to have a great community here to support you and being home with family and then also being able to complete a degree is pretty awesome.
And what made you decide to first get your LPN and then transition into that RN role?
At first, I wasn't sure that I wanted to get into nursing just because I thought I'd have to stay in school and actually be a full-time. But with this online program, it kind of made it like a easy, simple advice. And I had great coworkers that had me support throughout, and great instructors as well to get me through it.
And Megan, is there challenges for students that do a program like this online versus in person with getting the required coursework done and the hands-on learning? Or is that kind of handled like as if you were in the classroom still?
It can be a little challenging. You have to have really good time management and be on top of things, because you are then kind of responsible for yourself being online. Ari, how do you want to?
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to be well time managed. It's all your own pace. If you don't do the homework and you don't study, then it shows in your grades. So staying on top of it and staying on top of yourself as well is important.
Now, Ari, are you more of a traditional student where you're just out of high school and now going into college, or did you take the more non-traditional route with this career path?
I kind of went the non-traditional route. I took a couple years off. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was working in the hospital just as a tech, and then my coworkers kind of pushed me to go, like, hey, this is a new program. They're doing it. So, of course, I jumped right in, and here I am.
So what advice would either of you give for either that high school student or a non-traditional student that's looking at doing a program like this, whether it's nursing or any of the other online opportunities through Lake Area Tech or any of the other colleges that I know work with CCC to get degrees here in the capital city.
Well, I think it's an awesome opportunity because I know this is a rural area and you are given the opportunity to do your online education and not have to travel or move. You still have your family support. I think it's especially helpful for those non-traditional students who do have families and work full-time because we offer that online opportunity where you can do your own pace and, you know, work when it fits into your schedule, get your classwork done. Also then not having to travel and being able to do your clinicals and your labs here in Pierre.
If folks want to maybe learn about the different opportunities through CCC, how can they do that?
So you can contact the CCC. I am at the CCC. There's also a highlight and give a little spotlight to Dakota Wesleyan has a program there as well with Renee. She's there. Also, the Lake Erie Tech Nursing homepage would give you all the information you needed for both programs, the admission requirements, and it gives you a very straightforward how to apply.
And been talking with Megan and Ari here on People in Your Neighborhood, and of course talking about the Lake Area Technical College nursing program that you can do here in Pierre without having to fully commit to traveling to an on-site campus. Both of you, thank you for the time this morning. Good, Ari, good luck with the program. Look forward to seeing you move up that way, and maybe we'll see you either at the hospital or in the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, talking with Megan and Ari this morning, right?